Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Happy Wednesday. What a big week in Pittsburgh. And every Wednesday in our 7 o'clock hour, we welcome the Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald. Rich, there is so much going on in and around town, as you well know. But Aaron Rodgers yesterday was the money shot for many because we've waited so long. And here's what he said.
I love the Greenfield Avenue area. Mike told me to say that. This is a blue-collar town. You know, the history of this great area is building the structure of the country. So a lot of great people here, great fan base. You know, we played here over the years. They even got their own song they play, you know, late in the third or in the fourth quarter. But it's a special, special place to play sports. Just great, great blue-collar people, and I'm excited to meet some of the fans along the way.
Well, that certainly will resonate with fans. And when he's talking about Greenfield and Mike, that's Mike McCarthy, who was his coach, obviously, at Green Bay, actually beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl in Dallas. But the Greenfield connection and his Pittsburgh connections are pretty strong.
They really are. And my Greenfield connection is pretty strong, as my wife grew up two doors down from the McCarthy family on Greenfield Avenue. So as you know, Pittsburgh is just half a degree, maybe a quarter degree of separation of everybody. The McCarthy family, a very prominent family in Greenfield. Their dad was a longtime committee man, Joe McCarthy, firefighter. Mrs. McCarthy worked in the magistrate's office. I could go on and on. And of course, Michael Bartley's now the big chair of the Greenfield 15th Ward, one of our own here at the station.
So. And you told me your mother-in-law worked at the Giant Eagle in the bakery there for 40 years.
For many years, and still lives in the same house on Greenfield Avenue down the street from the McCarthy. So I can tell you, during that Super Bowl 15 or so years ago, most of Greenfield was rooting for the Green Bay Packers because of the McCarthy family. That was an interesting conflict that many people in Greenfield were suffering through that Super Bowl.
Well, that'll be the next thing, is where is Aaron Rodgers? Well, that's the answer he gave. They're asking where he's going to live, what he's going to do. Is he going to be a Giant Eagle getting fuel perks? I mean,
and did he marry a Pittsburgh girl? Brittany.
We know that.
Okay.
That's it. I'm sure the investigative reporters here will get a lot more
we'll find out.
Well, that said, the U.S. Open, obviously, the 125th record, 10th time at Oakmont, bringing in couple hundred thousand people and a good boost to the economy in the region.
Absolutely. People are descending upon Oakmont and Pittsburgh. And the great thing about an event like this, I mean, it's certainly for that community of Oakmont and Plum. Most of the course is actually in Plum. People don't really know that, even locally. But the fact is the hundreds of millions of dollars that will flow into this region through economic impact, hotels, restaurants, travel, all the things that are going on, in addition to the focus being on Pittsburgh. I mean, there's so much focus that will be, you know, the national media coverage that will occur around the tournament. We've got some of the great stories, the Neil Shipley story of last year, which was great, a local kid doing well, the kid from Seneca Valley vote, him making it, being a caddy there, the human interest story of that. And it just, it shows about Pittsburgh and what we are.
That said, just a side note, I talked to a gentleman he manages. Actually, he's the managing partner of, and this is down in Bradenton, at the new Marriott Resort and Spa. He said he's looking forward. He has three sons to come into the draft. He said he's having trouble getting a room already. So Airbnbs will be big. Some people may do it just for the draft, sign up for that. But already, looking ahead into April next year, it's in demand.
For those 3 days of next year when the NFL draft, which has just really grown over the last decade or so, wherever the city is, whether it was in Green Bay this year or Detroit the year before, it really does bring a focus. And I can tell you, being involved in some of the planning and some of the work, there is a ton of work going on behind the scenes in this region trying to get ready, from the folks like the hotel industry in Visit Pittsburgh, obviously the NFL and the Steelers, the work going on with the city, the county, and all of our governmental agencies. The governor, you know, getting Point State Park already and Arts Landing and all these things that we're getting ready. And again, the focus next April is going to be on, here we are at Acrisure Stadium in Pittsburgh.
And as you know, Rich, Westinghouse, with an executive order suggesting that the nuclear business may be back in business in a big way, which would go a long way to help our region too.
There's no question. And the announcement even this week of the $20 billion of investment that Amazon is going to make in Pennsylvania, most of it in the middle of the state and eastern part of the state. But the governor was just, you know, working on this. And again, working in a bipartisan way with Senator McCormick, you know, working together. And, you know, I was texting with the governor, you know, congratulating him. And he just said, there's more to come, and some of it's going to be in your part of the state. So we're, as we've seen already with Homer City, and we're going to talk to Senator Pittman a little bit later about that, but there's a lot coming on with Westinghouse, natural gas, all these companies, and Pittsburgh's going to be a prominent player in that.
Oh, yeah, and that U.S. Steel Nippon partnership, too, with $2.2 billion of infrastructure. Yeah. Other than that, there's nothing going on.
Other than that, there's nothing going on. But, yeah, for all those companies. And, you know, it's funny. We were here last week and broke the big story with the bishop. So you never know what's going to happen during our visit every week.
So much going on. We're with Rich Fitzgerald. And we're going to Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Rich, I remember it's been a year already. You were telling me about you couldn't believe this motocross event that happened in Greene County.
This event, it happens every year this weekend, and it's a huge, huge event in our region. Obviously, there's a lot going on this week with the U.S. Open, but we're now joined by County Commissioner, Greene County Commissioner Betsy McClure, who introduced me and many of the community to what goes on at a place called High Point in Greene County. And welcome, Commissioner, and tell us it's happening again this weekend, and what can we expect in the great place of Greene County?
Yes, good morning, Rich and Larry. I want to thank you for having me on this morning. But yes, High Point is happening again. It's the 48th High Point Nationals, and they'll be held in Mount Morris, Pennsylvania this weekend. The professionals will race on Saturday, and the amateurs will race on Sunday. This event will allow your viewers to watch elite motocross racers battle for victory. And it will be, of course, Father's Day weekend, which is a tradition when they have it. And I can't think of a better way to, you know, go into this weekend hosting the world's fastest pro motocross racers. There really won't be a bad seat in the house. I mean, Rich, you've been there. The track weaves its way around, and it's a deep valley which treats the riders to constant elevation changes. And the weather is going to be a little wet. They're calling for thunderstorms, but that makes it tough for the riders, but very interesting and really a great sight for the spectators. So High Point, you know, High Point is really a big event in Greene County, and we want to welcome people. It's 4 miles off the Mount Morris exit to get to it.
It's a tremendous event, and thousands of people descend upon High Point. And again, we're going to have the national golf tournament basically here, and we're going to have the national motocross tournament here in southwestern Pennsylvania. So from the sporting event, It's going to be where the focus. And what else is going on in Greene County, Commissioner? I know there's a lot of exciting things that you have coming up as we head into the summer season and things you're working on. I know you're working on some data center work that we'd like to see. And tell us a little about what's going on in the great place of Greene County.
Well, we are hoping to attract a data center to our area. You know, Greene County is known to be an energy county. We have coal, gas, and we have a lot of space. So, and, you know, folks around here, we would welcome something like that. I think we would be able to get the workforce. We also have our Greene County Airport that we're looking for development there as well, which is 2 minutes from I-79. We also, our Greene County Fairgrounds, we're looking to have events there. We have a Renegade Monster Truck event coming up June the 28th. We'll be two shows. It will be at the Greene County Fairgrounds, and we hope to attract people to come to that. So, yeah, we do have a lot going on here in Greene County. We'll be opening our incubator space, business incubator, right in town, probably a little bit later this summer. We'll be opening that up for business, so to speak. So, you know, we welcome people to come to Greene County and check us out.
And also the connection that I think a lot of people may not know, the connection that you have to WVU and Morgantown and the connections there are really being part of an economic area that's starting to take off again. And as you said, the energy focus that we see now with data centers and AI, boy, Greene County is just poised to really really produce what is needed for this community.
Yes, yes. I think it's going to really, you know, technology is taking off because of our energy, and they need energy. And I think that they're going to be looking, you know, as they've developed in Virginia and Ohio, I really feel like southwestern PA is the next hot spot.
Well, I would agree. I would agree.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many regional positive things happening, Commissioner, as you know, and we hope that the greater good everybody benefits.
I think that, you know, SPC with Rich Fitzgerald, that is what we've really been focusing on, the region, and how it will help everybody and create jobs and really attract and keep people in our area. That's a goal.
Keeping our young people, absolutely. Well, thank you, Commissioner. Yeah. Good luck.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This weekend, and hope the weather does hold off at least enough for people to have a good bit of enjoyment. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Betty McClure, Greene County Commissioner. And again, this motocross event, High Point, you said you went last year not knowing fully what to expect, and we're kind of surprised at the turnout and the people from all over the country.
Yeah, they come from literally all over the country and all over the world. And as she said, the 48th annual, and it's really just grown and grown and grown and really been an economic boost to our friends in Greene County.
I want to ask you about the Keystone Oaks problem solvers.
I love this, and they won the national award for the Odyssey in Michigan State, And what this is about is solving problems. And when you think about what Pittsburghers are good at, we talk about blue-collar mentality and blue-collar work ethic. I think one of the things that's in our DNA is we solve problems. We meet challenges. And to know that the Keystone Oaks middle schoolers went national and came in first place as the problem solvers of the nation, that bodes well for the future.
That's really a great feather in their cap, and congratulations to them. And artificial intelligence, it's almost an invasion in the region, and we are primed to be one of the major players.
There's no question. And you know, the governor made the big announcement this week with Amazon investing, you know, over $20 billion here in this state. Obviously, with the energy that we have, you mentioned before Westinghouse with the nuclear reactor, the AP1000, and even some of the smaller ones that they're making over in Aetna. It's happening here, and there's great opportunities here for us to capitalize on that. And I know from the state level, for Governor Shapiro and his team, and we're going to hear from, you know, one of those leaders in a little bit, Majority Leader Senator Joe Pittman from Indiana County, because they made that big announcement a couple months ago for Homer City, one of the biggest projects we're going to have. So we're poised to do some really, really good things if we work it out and work together and capitalize on the great assets that we have.
So Senate Majority Leader Joe Pittman will join us right after the news at the bottom of this hour with Paul Rasmussen. From the PA is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with the Executive Director of the Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission, Rich Fitzgerald, and another special guest, very powerful politician. He's the Senate Majority Leader, Joe Pittman, representing the 41st District of our state. Senator, good morning.
Larry, Rich, good morning. I'm not sure I agree with that characterization the way you introduced me, but it's an honor to be on the show.
Listen, Senator, I said to Larry, I said, I'll say the second most powerful, you know, obviously the governor, but having the majority leader of the Senate in our neck of the woods in southwestern Pennsylvania, obviously a very, very busy guy with budget season coming up. But before we get into the budget, Senator, I want to, first of all, congratulate you on what's happening in Homer City and in your county and in your district, one of the biggest projects that this region, that this state has ever seen. And I know you had a lot to do with that. And tell us what we can expect for our folks in the Indiana County and Homer City area.
Well, so far, so good on the project. What you can expect are jobs and capital investment. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. Like you said, this is about the region. I can tell you that the union halls are going to be wiped out. They're going to be empty because it's going to create thousands of construction man hours and women hours in that project. It's going to be a cracker plant tenfold, and it's going to give a lot of opportunity to our region. And I'm hoping for an economic rebirth, not just in Indiana County, but the whole area.
Well, you've also been very instrumental in working with Indiana University of Pennsylvania, IUP, on the medical school that's going to be coming there. I know, you've been instrumental in helping to facilitate that with President Driscoll and some of the folks there. So there's a lot of really good things happening in Indiana County, and you certainly, Senator, have a lot to be proud of in the work that you've done there.
Well, and it goes beyond Indiana County into Armstrong, Westmoreland, parts of Jefferson, but the whole region, the whole district, the IUP, what they're doing with this College of Osteopathic Medicine focused on rural health care. I always call it EDS and MEDS. Pittsburgh had a rebirth because of EDS and MEDS. Rural communities deserve that opportunity too, and that's what we're seeing in Indiana County.
It also ensures that healthcare will take major steps forward, too. I know there are some concerns in other parts of the region, almost like a healthcare desert situation, but you are very, very strong in Indiana.
We're very fortunate. Indiana Regional Medical Center, they've partnered with Armstrong County Memorial Hospital, Punxsutawney Hospital, to create their own network to focus on that rural opportunity. You're right. I mean, we have areas that are deserts whenever it comes to health care, particularly in the OBGYN area. And that is something, if you talk about the population loss in rural counties and those types of issues, it starts with healthcare, and that's what we're building in the region.
Yeah, absolutely. You've got to have the healthcare, and quality of life issues are really important. So obviously you as the Senate Majority Leader are going to be very, very involved in the coming weeks with the budget, with the administration negotiation. What are some of your priorities, Senator, you'd like to see as the budget comes towards conclusion?
Well, I guess it goes back to healthcare in a way, in that Medicaid is the single biggest driver of expenditure in our budget. I mean, we're booking a $2 billion increase in Medicaid expenditures. We can't sustain that. And if we don't figure out a way to put our arms around the Medicaid costs, there's really nothing else to talk about. So that is pillar number one. Pillar number two is how we proper regulate these games of skill. The issue of the skill games is proliferating across the Commonwealth. We have to bring a regulatory umbrella over them. We have to figure out how to do that. I think those are the two base pillars of figuring out how to build the overall budget.
When you say these skill games, what exactly are you referring to, Senator?
Well, these parlors that are popping up all over and everywhere, and they are essentially, in some respects, they are games of skill that have been legitimatized by the Commonwealth Court, but there's also basically slot machines that are coming into the marketplace as a result of that ruling. We have to figure out how to regulate them. I know in my district I have these mini parlors popping up. They literally call them casinos, and they're getting robbed. They're becoming havens that have, encouraged what I would call not good behavior, and they're not in a good situation as it relates to how they're regulated, how they're policed, and we have to bring some sort of framework into that.
Oh, that makes sense.
Well, Senator, thank you. And I appreciate the fact that this senator is a hardworking, one of the hardest working elected officials that I've come across, and is accessible to folks throughout his, not just as his district, but throughout the region as well. So good luck in your work over the next couple of weeks in getting a budget crafted. And again, congratulations on the great success of IUP and Homer City. We're looking forward to a lot of growth there.
Rich, thanks for your good work. Larry, good to talk to you as always. Appreciate what you do for our community.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Senator. And tell Joe Lombardi, the great basketball coach there at IUP, love him. Tell him I said hello.
I'll see him tomorrow evening. He's a good man. He's a man of faith. He's a hard worker. He's put Indiana and IUP on the map.
Amen. All right, Senator, have a great weekend.
See you, gentlemen.
Thanks, Senator.
Senate Majority Leader of Pennsylvania, Joe Pittman.
Night News Desk, Aaron Rodgers, who's right now a feature story on the CBS Morning News. He met the media after first day at Steelers camp.
A lot of great people here, great fan base. We played here over the years. They even got their own song they play, late in the third or in the fourth quarter. But it's a special, special place to play sports.
And guess what they're focusing on, Rich, Paul? The fact that he secretly got married.
Secretly got married.
Yes, he added another ring to his collection.
Ah, very good, Paul.
Going back in Pittsburgh history, do you know that one of the secret weddings that happened in Pittsburgh was a guy named Terry Bradshaw? When he came here as a rookie.
Was that JoJo Starr?
No, before JoJo.
Oh, I think really?
The first one. And I think it happened at Central Catholic, my memory's in the
guys.
Early 70s, yes.
Oh, no. Causing havoc.
Maybe you'll ask your brother-in-law. He might know the story.
I got to do some digging around now, Rich. The party will not back him, but the Republican nominee for Pittsburgh mayor isn't dropping out.
I didn't say I resign. I didn't say I leave. I said I'm done dealing with the parties and begging for their approval when I have the approval of the city of Pittsburgh.
The confusion was that the Republican Party did not endorse him, even though he won the primary, but he's still a candidate and running as a Republican.
Yeah, former police officer Tony Marino. And then after last week's social media feud between Elon Musk and President Donald Trump, there's a new development.
Early this morning, Musk posted on his social media platform X, quote, "I regret some of my posts about President Trump last week. They went too far."
Henry Mancini from the late legend composer, from Aliquippa, right, Rich?
Yes, absolutely. Everything in Pittsburgh.
That's the theme from Love Story, And
I drove across the Henry Mancini Bridge last week as you were talking about everything in Pittsburgh in Aliquippa.
So they haven't kissed and made up yet, but that's at least an olive branch. So we'll see where that goes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.